The rally will feature a simulated voting booth for first-time voters, information on candidates and ballot measures, and entertainment. The event is being organized by Tlingit Haida Central Council, Huna Totem Corporation, Tlingit Haida Regional Housing Authority, Ha'ani, and University of Alaska Southeast. This is the first election season Native groups in Southeast Alaska have officially come together to try and boost the Native vote. Sean Blumenshine is with Ha'ani, a subsidiary of Sea Alaska, the regional Native corporation for Southeast.
The biggest thing that we're trying to focus is to express our voice, to have a Native voice, to participate in this process, and then voting informed. You know, not just voting, but also know what you're voting for, know the candidates.
In past years, Native entities worked independently to increase voter turnout. In 2010, Blumenshine says Sea Alaska organized a voter challenge in Heidelberg, a community of about 400 on Prince of Wales Island.
We did a yard sign project where on one side it says, I'm Native, I vote. On the other side it says, I voted, have you? So the idea was that you could go around and put the signs in the yards, and once you voted, you could turn around, and then your neighbors get an idea of how many people are voting, and it encourages other people to vote.
That year, 21 people in Heidelberg voted in the primary election. Blumenshine says the yard sign project helped bring out more than 100 people in the general election. This year's collaboration was spurred by the statewide Get Out the Native Vote effort of ANCSA Regional Association, a group of Native corporation CEOs. Nancy Barnes works for Huna Totem, the village corporation for the city of Huna. She says coming together to work toward the same goal makes sense.
People before us, you know, my parents and grandparents fought hard to get the right for us to even vote. We just want our people, and when I say our people, Alaska Natives, to get out to vote.
Barnes says the Get Out the Native Vote effort can be seen all over the state. The Alaska Federation of Natives handed out a 28-page voting guide highlighting the U.S. Senate and governor races at its recent convention in Anchorage.
We actually had people voting across the street. We carried signs and had people following us over to vote early. It was awesome.
Barnes says every vote counts, especially in rural Alaska. She brings up Huna's recent runoff election for mayor, where Kenneth Skaffelstad defeated Jacqueline Dick by only 2 votes. Juneau's Get Out the Native Vote group held a voter registration event in September, attended by a couple hundred people. Barnes says she registered a homeless woman who had never voted before.
I'm telling people, grab 5 friends or relatives and get them to vote, or call them and urge them to vote.
On election day, Get Out the Native Vote in Juneau plans to offer rides to the polls. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.